This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Deuteronomy chapters 27 through 30, Leroy presents a concept that could radically change our attitudes toward the place where we spend most of our time every day. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
In your church, you probably have a room called the Fellowship Hall. Now, what goes on there? Well, in ours, we have meals together, we talk, we socialize, we have a great time. But I wonder how often it occurs to us that God wants to turn every location of our life into a personal fellowship hall with Him. He wants us to feed on His Word, to be spiritually nourished as we read and study the Bible. He wants us to pray and talk with Him and listen to His voice. He wants every place in our lives, from the kitchen sink to the freeway, to be filled with His presence and joy. And how do we do that? Through three simple avenues: the Word, prayer, and obedience to God. The importance of the Word of God is one of the great themes of this section of Scripture. The people were told, "When you pass over Jordan, set up great stones for all to see. Plaster them with plaster, and write upon them all the words of this law." This was sort of a rough-hewn monument, very plain, indicating that the Word of God needs absolutely no embellishment. It is beautiful in itself. It doesn't need to be set off in fancy colors or embellished with the enticing words of man's wisdom. And, in addition to that, they were to establish an altar. By the Word of God, He spoke to His people. But that was not enough. They must respond. So by the altar and the sacrifices offered upon it, they spoke to God, and thus communion was established between God and His own. But communion and fellowship with God is not maintained by the Word and prayer alone. A third element is vital. We must observe to do all the commandments that God has given us. Obedience is a vital link in the life of fellowship with God. Why? Because there is no fellowship with a superior apart from obedience. If you want to test that out, when you go to work tomorrow and the boss tells you to do something, you turn to him and tell him, "Hang it on your beak." And you tell him that you don't feel like doing that. And if he wants it done, he can do it himself. Then wait to see what happens. There probably won't be that warmth of fellowship that the two of you enjoyed on other occasions. No, obedience, along with the Word and prayer, is vital to our daily walk of discipleship. Wherever you are today, at home, in your car, in a hospital, in a military barracks, wherever, it can become your fellowship hall with the Lord. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage this spiritual discipline, we are offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write, "The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, sing a song when you learn a lesson you don't want to forget. Join us then on Daily Discipleship.